Well, this is my second Fan Fest, and it's just as impressive as the second. I think just having a chance to spend some time with the fans and their passion and enthusiasm comes through, and I really enjoyed the session with Dom Capers. That was obviously you just had a chance to interview him. But watching him interact with the fans, you get a sense of, obviously the great experience. And I get a sense for how much he's going to be able to help the team. But any questions anybody has, I've been, I think like anybody else, watching the situation with the Players Union, with the process they're going through right now to select their next executive director. It's going to have huge ramifications for the league, and that's really at a crucial time, I think, for the league as we head into, the end of the collective bargaining agreement, and the next leader of the union will really have a huge impact on the negotiations. So hopefully get someone in there. And I know that we've been criticized, the owners have been criticized a little bit by the union that, how come you haven't negotiated with us. Dick Bertelsen is in an interim position there now. But our sense was, it really made sense to wait until they had their leadership in place rather than entering in negotiations and then you have a new leader come in and things may change. So, I anticipate sometime this week they'll name their next executive director, and then after a period of time for that person to get up to speed, that we'll enter into negotiations shortly after that. So I'll just open up any questions anybody has. I think probably the two pressure points, the first one will be before the start of the uncapped year. I think, that will be a point where, I think there's a chance for both parties to come together to reach an agreement. And then the next one would be obviously the end of the agreement, which would be March 1st, 2011. But that's on the one hand it's a couple years, but there's a lot of negotiations that need to take place, and a lot of questions certainly in terms of the leadership of the union. But I'm optimistic. I think I think as I look at it, the league has prospered. Really, you look since 1993, we've had labor peace. We've had a system in place that's worked well for the players and the owners, and I'm hopeful that we can continue it. There are some things from a management perspective that need to be changed, and I think we can work together and come up with a system that works for the players and the owners and grows the game.
Do you know all four candidates, or just one?
Personally, know them, or. I don't know specifically about the Packers, but from my perspective, having somebody that sees the broader interest of the game, obviously whoever it is going to be a strong advocate or should be a strong advocate for the players. But I think where Gene was really helpful for the NFL over his 25-year tenure is that he could see the bigger picture. Of the four candidates, you never know how somebody's going to step into a position. But, two obviously are former players, former presidents of the NFLPA. That would be Trace Armstrong and Troy Vincent. I think it's D. Maurice Smith, attorney from Patton Boggs law firm in Washington, D.C., I really don't know a lot about, other than what I've read. Doesn't have a lot of experience in professional athletics or football, but has been an attorney at a very high level and represented some of the largest corporations in the country. And then the fourth candidate is David Cornwell, who used to work for the NFL office and has been an agent representing players for quite a few years.
Mark, we've talked before about about the importance of the salary cap for a small market
sure.
team. With the, I don't want to call them safeguards, but with the free agency moving to more,
mm-hmm.
is it going to be the Wild West if you have to go into that uncapped year, or are you going to be okay even if it ends up?
Yeah, I don't anticipate a spending spree. I think, well, for a couple of reasons. I think the economy probably helps, that there just isn't as much money available just from a practical standpoint. But I think also from a management standpoint, we all realize that this is really important for the future of the league, and I think teams will continue to operate as we have under a cap, even if we have an uncapped season.
Speaking of the economy, obviously there have been some teams in the league that have laid off personnel.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. How's the economy affected your team? What have you had to scale back on? And have you
sure.
had to have discussions about?
Yeah, you know, it's affected us, you know, our you know, I'd say in the discretionary areas, our revenue's down, the pro shop. You know, we're very fortunate. You know, as a league, you know, I think in terms of our TV revenue is obviously a large percentage of the revenue that comes in, and that's, you know, guaranteed, and increases are built in. And, you know, our ticket revenue, we obviously made a decision to keep our ticket prices level for this year, but we're fortunate that, you know, that we have a predictable revenue coming in there. But it's the other areas. You know, our sponsorships have held strong, but we know many of our corporate sponsors are going through difficult times, and so we've really been proactive with them, and you know, making sure that we continue to provide great value to them. But the other thing, I mean, kind of looking forward, and a lot of it is tied up not only with the state of the economy, but also planning for a potential work stoppage. So really taking a critical look at all of our expenses, you know, everything across the board. We have not laid off any employees, I mean, other than, you know, part-time employees, for instance, in the pro shop. We'll adjust that depending on revenue and how sales are moving. But you know, I mean, I would hope that we can avoid, we plan to avoid large scale layoffs. But, you know, we're anticipating really taking a critical look. We're right in the middle of the budget process now and looking at all of our expenses. Are there places where we can cut back? Do we need to do things the way we've always done them in the past? Things of that nature, you know, because I think with combination between the economy and a potential work stoppage, we really, you know, it's just a smart business decision to look at everything we do.
Mark, given the recession,
sure.
Are you pleased with the turnout, even though at least as of yesterday it was not a sellout?
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's just another area. I think, you know, it's, you know, honestly, this, I think, was affected by the economy, like many other things. Yeah, but still, I do think in light of, you know, what our fans and what people in the area are going through, I'm very pleased with the turnout. I'm not sure the exact numbers. I think it's probably just under 3,100. So, you know, normally we've been at 3,500. But it is, to me, it's an example of, you know, people are, you know, the unemployment rate is high. People have lost a lot of money in the market in their 401ks, so we're sensitive to that. And you know, I'm really pleased with the turnout we do have, and then also obviously the passion and the enthusiasm of our fans. You know, one of the things you may have seen, some of the same articles. One area that's up is attendance at movies. You know, I think so. People are looking for escapes and. You know, I think to some extent, you know, in the middle of March, being able to come, if you're a true Packer fan, and to focus on next season and meet with some of our players and coaches is a good release for fans.
Two more questions.
Sure.
Yeah. A lot of fans are wondering about retiring Brett Favre's jersey at some point. Is that something you could foresee happening this coming season?
Yeah, I don't anticipate it this season. Obviously we will do it. I mean, we've made that commitment. He deserves to have his number retired. I just think it. Both sides need some time. And, you know, quite honestly, Jesse, from a practical standpoint, we had to cancel one retirement ceremony already. I think it would just – it's smart to make sure that he is retired, rather than, going through a situation like that again. But, yeah, I've mentioned this. He'll be a member of our family long term. I think most players go through a period of time, and I think sometimes when you're away from it for a while, and I think it'll be meaningful for him and for us when he does come back. Sure. Yeah. Mike, I'll give you the last question.
Do you still want to have the personal services contract that was offered last year? Will there be some form of that still?
Yeah, I mean, I think we'll determine that with time. And obviously it can't be just us. It's going to have to something, that both sides will look at. But, I think now is not the right time to have those discussions.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, well, one other thing. Is that all right? Yeah. As it's very cold, I have great respect for Adam. So, I just one thing kind of just that I know we've talked about, but you've probably noticed there's been quite a bit of progress made on our training camp field. And just to update you on that, they have worked through the winter, which has been amazing. But I think that's going to be a real enhancement for our fans to have a dedicated area for training camp. We're hopeful that with good weather in the spring that it'll be ready and we'll be able to use it. It's going to seat about 3,000. The other thing we recently made a decision, we're going to heat about half of the field. And so that will allow our team to practice outside later into the season, which I think from a competitive standpoint will help us. It's the same surface as we play on in Lambeau, and I think being able to practice on that surface throughout most of the season will be very helpful for us. So what would happen is that'll be used during training camp, and then we'll switch over to Hinkle Field for practices through the early portion of the regular season. Then as the weather turns bad and colder, we'll go back to the new field. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why only half the field?
It's just the cost. It was realistically at later in the year, they'll go out and they'll use it for the team portion of practice. It's going to be roughly 70 to 75 yards of the field. It's because the field itself is 150 yards, so it's not a football size field. It's a little larger. We haven't worked out not the way it has been, obviously because we had bleachers sitting on it. We'll still have security there because you still got a lot of people walking back and forth, but we're not gonna I think it was cut down to one lane, right, heading north. I just wanted to make sure you're aware of that.